You have a question about your relationship? Please call me now, 855-905-8255. Bonjour, Maggie.
Bonjour, Simon.
Bonjour, Maggie. What's going on? How can I help you tonight?
Yeah, so I've just started seeing somebody new, and he's just really hard to schedule with. Like, every time we want to try and put something together, it seems like we have to go back and forth, like, multiple times, and it'll take him, like, you know, he'll go, like, 8 hours without responding to a text about trying to figure out, like, when we can meet, and I'm kind of getting the vibe that, like, I don't know, maybe I'm just not that much of a priority, and, you know, he's not really making time, or am I being weirdly overly sensitive about it, and he's just actually busy, and I'm making too much out of nothing.
Well, have you ever been in the other situation where you were not that into a guy and you would answer once in a while? Have you ever been on the other side?
Yeah. And I mean, to be honest, I feel like usually when I forget to respond to people for like a long time or whatever, or like have to put off seeing them, it's usually because I'm not that into it and I'm not willing to like make the time. It's like, ah, when it's convenient, sure.
That's my point.
That's my point.
So you know in your intuition, you can see the signs. I mean, we all the same. When we are interested in somebody, we make the other person feel like, you know, we care and we are, you know, exchanging in a normal pace. When, like you said, we forget or it takes forever to answer, we just don't care. So my advice to you is just, you know, move on and find somebody who is mutually attracted to you.
Yeah, that's kind of like where my head was, and I guess I kind of was hoping to get a different answer,
well,
but I think you're right.
I think, yeah, I don't want to mislead you. I mean, I could have mislead you and say, you know, oh my God, wait, don't be over, you know, needy, but, you know, I'm a guy, you're a woman. I know how it works. It has happened to me too on both parts, being the one sending a message and the woman would not answer me for a few days, or being the one not interested in not paying attention. So I get it. So that's why I don't want to be a Debbie Downer, but I don't want you to wait for nothing.
Yeah, I get it.
So, all right. Well, Maggie, thank you for calling. Good luck to you and have a good night.
Thanks, Simon. You too.
Coming up, I am going to go answer Lulu's Instagram DM question because her girlfriend is asking questions and she doesn't know if she should answer or not. So we'll get to her Instagram DM next.